just past the midway point of his first season as Bills GM, and Doug Whaley is days away from the six-month anniversary of his elevation to the job. Whaley's been around the NFL for 17 years, but his first 6 months running a team have been eventful.
It's been trying at times, encouraging at other times, but we knew when we got into this that we were going to build a foundation, and we're starting this year. And we're going to learn some good things and some bad things and just work through them through this year and build and hopefully get this thing going in the right direction.
What has been your favorite part of the job so far?
Game day. That's when everything just comes to a head, where, as they say, you see the fruits of your labor. And it's been some really exciting times. And we've made my heart and a lot of other people's hearts skip a beat a couple times through this season. But it's been very encouraging.
What has been your least favorite part of the first 6 months?
Dealing with injuries.
Yeah.
Every Monday having to talk to the doctors and talking to Bud Carpenter and his staff and trying to figure out who's going to be up, who's going to be available, and who's not.
Whaley and the Bills have dealt with injuries and close calls in his first 6 months on the job. Six of Buffalo's first nine games have been decided by 7 points or less.
That's encouraging, but also we know that that's the difference between good teams and teams that aren't good, is that little inch right there. And this is a game of inches, and what we have to get to is get to a place where we expect to make the plays to win and come through with those plays.
A big part of Buffalo's 2013 season is the development of rookie quarterback E.J. Manuel. And now that the Bills are poised to put the first-round draft pick back in the lineup, the GM has a clear idea of what he expects to see from Manuel.
Just continued growth. One thing that we were encouraged with was just his poise and how it didn't look too big for him. But there's nothing like the live ammunition and the reps of being out there on the field. And just to see him just take steps and get better and better. Do we hope he goes undefeated? Absolutely. But realistically, we just want to see continued growth.
This week, Doug Whaley goes back to his roots in Pittsburgh, where he grew up, played college football, and got his start in the NFL. He won a state football championship in 1989 with Upper St. Clair High School in the southwestern suburbs of Pittsburgh.
To this day, it's one of the few memories that I have that no matter whenever I think about it, it kind of gives me chills. It's just the camaraderie of being and working with people to attain one goal, and attaining the goal, and the goal is being the best in the state. That's something special.
Whaley played college football at the University of Pittsburgh, and he got a start in the NFL as a personnel assistant with his hometown team a couple of years out of college. He eventually got to work with Steelers GM Kevin Colbert, who's regarded as one of the most astute and under-the-radar personnel evaluators in the NFL. We asked Doug Whaley what he learned from Kevin Colbert.
Be under the radar. Be behind the scenes. Don't make it about yourself. And the other thing that I learned is pay attention to details. And I think that's a lot of things that coach talks about. If we pay attention to the details on and off the field, that's going to make those times when you need that big play easier to make.
It's always tough for opponents to make big plays in Pittsburgh's Heinz Field. Nobody knows that better than Pittsburgh native Doug Whaley.
The steel starts shaking and the fan starts stomping and you're right next to the river.
And it is one of the start
the
going,
towels, yeah, the and, terrible towels.
And if it's a cold day and there's some snowflakes, it's no more picturesque place that I've been to in this league than there.
Tough place to win for an opponent.
Very tough place to win. But it has been done before, so it can be done again.
From One Bills Drive, I'm John Murphy with Bills Focus.